the bungalow, right?
They called it the Ark. I think because it was just on its own, you know, at that time.
How did it get its name? Because one tree, fir tree, beech tree...
Yeah, I think it was just on its own that the Ark stood there. Well, the only house in that road, put it that straight road, was the Ark.
I mean, the two schools were on the end and the Ark in the middle. The people used to come from the town, didn't they, up onto the common. They'd walk up there, and Mrs. Green did try to start a shop.
We used to go in, get just boiling water and put it in our own teapot with our own tea. Well, no tea bags, you know, say your own tea in it. Because we didn't own a flask.
No, but it was cheaper.
We owned a teapot.
It was cheaper if you just took a thing and said, fill it with boiling water, you had your cup of tea.
And the same with it, Donington Castle, there used to be a little cottage on the side of that.
They did
where
it.
You could go and get a thing of boiling water.
So she provided boiling water, not tea.
She did have a bit of a shop. She had sweets and she did ice cream at one time, and then you used to buy snow, didn't you, to go in the fridges to keep your ice cream. And she ran out of snow and her ice cream all melted. Yeah.